Psalms chapter 34, let's begin to read in verse 1. And the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. If I could preach for just a little while this evening, I really want to focus on verse 8, but we have to understand that this psalm starts out as a psalm of praise. In verses 1 through 3, he tells us, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise will be in my mouth continually. So he's not only going to praise the Lord, but he is going to continually praise the Lord. And it starts out as a private praise, if I could say that. But by the time that we get to verse 3, he says, Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. And so it's went from a private matter to a public matter. And it is a continual praise and that of the Lord. And notice what he said, My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Who do we boast in? We ought to be boasting in Him, boy, for what He's done. Amen. And for what He has caused to happen in our life. He is worthy to be praised. But then in verses 4 and that through 7, we find out that this becomes a psalm of deliverance. He praises the Lord in verses 1 through 3. But in 4 through 7, he talks about being delivered. He said that he delivered him from his fears. It talks about that they were lightened in verse 5. And in verse 6, it said saved from out of his troubles. In verse 7, it talks about the angel of the Lord, how he delivers them. And so the Lord is the one that delivers us from our troubles, our trials, our problems, our bad times. The Lord will deliver us. But I want to look at verse 8 where he said, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How do we do that? You know what he's saying right there when he says to taste and see? He's saying, why don't you just try the Lord? Why don't you just try the Lord and find out that the Lord is good?
Amen.
I think every one of us in here tonight ought to be able to talk about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
We ought to be able to talk about how good God has been to us. I've tried Him. I have tasted and found out. You know that word taste means not only perceived by the tongue, but it means to try or to experience or to feel. Hey, listen, I've tried God. I have found out that the Lord is real and that He is good. But how did I do that? I think when we look at the latter part of verse 8, how do we find out? First of all, how do we taste and see that the Lord is good? First of all, we got to trust Him.
Amen.
I mean, you can't find out God is good until you trust Him. I mean, you found out He was good in salvation when you trusted Him for salvation. For by grace are you saved. Through faith, and that not of yourselves. Hey, listen, you had to come and believe and trust the Lord one day to save your soul, and you found out that thing was true, didn't you? You found out about that. I've tried salvation. I know salvation works. I know that it's real and that He's real. Just like Brother Bob was talking about, that Spirit has come and set up on the inside of me. I've tried that. Now, if you've never, I think a crowd like this tonight, probably everybody's saved. If you've never tried the Lord, you ought to try Him in salvation. Boy, He's pretty good at it. Hey, man, He's the only one that can do it. He knows how to save and give peace and give joy. But then we, as Christians, as saved folk, when he says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good," what we do that is trusting in him, whether it's hard or whether it's easy, whether we know the outcome in front of us or don't know the outcome, we trust the Lord with all our heart. That's a hard thing to accomplish right there. Proverbs chapter 3 said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." And what was it? "Lean not to thine own understanding, all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." When he says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart," that means just giving him all of it. That means you want to taste and see that the Lord is good, just let the Lord have it. Whatever it is, just let the Lord have whatever it is, and say, "Lord, I don't know." Hey, let me ask you this. Have you ever got in your prayer closet? Have you ever got on this altar? Have you ever got somewhere and just said, "Lord, I don't know how to handle this situation"? I mean, have you ever honestly said that to the Lord? And I don't mean feign some kind of humility before him, because the thing about it is he knows. Listen, I've got before him and said, "Lord, I don't know what to do right here, but I know that you'll help me if I'll trust you. And Lord, I'm trying my best to look to you and trust you, and I pray you'll help me." I thought about Mark chapter 9 as I studied this out. I thought about that man that brought his son and that to the Lord. The Lord told him over there, you know, he said, that father did. He said, you know, a lot of times, that spirit will tear him and, it'll cast him down in the fire and, it's trying to hurt him, trying to kill him. And in Mark chapter 9, Jesus said unto him, "If thou couldst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe." But then he said, "Help thou my unbelief." That seems so crazy, don't it? When you read that, and I mean, especially as a young Christian, as a young man, I would look at that and I would wonder about that scripture. He says, "Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief." How many times have we been there? Oh, we know the Lord can handle it. We know that He can. But boy, we're kind of still just weak in faith, ain't we? Kind of struggling. And maybe you're not there. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. There's been some days I've had great faith, trusted in the Lord, and we moved on, and I've let Him handle it, and God's took care of it, and it's been good. But then there's been other days I've been like this gentleman right here and say, "Lord, now you know I believe you and I trust you, but you're going to have to help my unbelief."
Amen.
We're going to be like the disciples over there in the book of Luke, you know. And the apostle said unto the Lord, "Increase our faith." There are times that I need some help with my faith. He said right here, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." The only way that you can find out that God is good is to trust Him.
Amen.
You ain't going to figure it out until you do. You ain't going to figure that thing out until you trust the Lord. But then number two, we look back in verses 4 through 6 right here, and you know what? We find out that they sought the Lord. We trust the Lord, but if you want to find out that God is good, then you're going to have to seek the Lord. When's the last time you just sought after the Lord? Sought after His will, sought after His direction, sought after just whatever He wanted out of your life and the situation that you were in at that time. And Jeremiah 29, he said, "You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Deuteronomy chapter 4, he said, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him, if thou shalt seek Him with all thy heart, with all thy soul." What was it? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now we're seeking Him with all our heart. Now we're trying to find Him. Is God hid? Preacher, God ain't hid. But I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes it gets a little dark, don't it?
Amen.
You may not think so. Maybe the sun shines on you every day and God smiles on you every day. But sometimes I wonder about things. I know God's still smiling no matter what. Amen. I know He still loves me no matter what. I know that He saved me no matter what. And I know that I'm His no matter what. But I also know that the Apostle Paul, in all his work and all that he done for the Lord, he still faced trials. He still faced problems. He still faced all of that. But God was still with him. Amen. When nobody else would stand with him in the book of 2 Timothy, he said, "The Lord stood with me." When everybody forsook him, he said, "The Lord stood with me." You find the time in the book of 2 Corinthians when it just seemed like, well, it didn't seem like it was. The messenger of Satan was there to buffet on him. And the Bible said over there that as he sought the Lord three times to make that go away, the Lord told him over there, he said, "Paul," he said, "it's not going to go away." But he said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." When you seek Him, and you seek Him in prayer, and you do pray, don't you? You do have a prayer time, don't you? You do try to get along with God, don't you? And just spend some time with Him, and just talk to Him. Turn the TV off and the phone off, and get away from everybody and everything as much as you can. And I'm going to be honest with you. Life is busy. I get that. I know life is busy, and I know we're busy people. But I'm going to tell you, we need to take some time to get in the prayer closet.
Amen.
I mean, our power with God comes from praying. If you don't think so, then we're all messing up. I'm going to be honest with you. Out of all the things that Jesus could have called the house of God. Now think about this for just a second. Out of all the things, He could have called it a house of teaching. He could have called it His house. He could have called it a house of preaching. But He said it's a house of what? Prayer. I think, me personally, I try them 10-cent prayers and want $1 million answer sometimes. But when we seek the Lord, you know, He said, "Seek you the Lord while He may be found, and call on Him while He's near." Listen, I'm glad that if we'll go and we'll seek the Lord, I believe we can find Him.
Amen.
I believe we can find Him when we seek Him. I believe we can find Him when we go to seek Him out in prayer. I believe we can find Him when we go to seek Him out in His Word right here. We'll find the direction and the comfort and the peace that we need. And everything is out of this book right here He can help us with. I'm glad when we seek Him, He'll hear us. I'm glad there's a God in heaven. The Bible tells us in Psalms 71, He said, "Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me." You know what that word "incline" means? Most of you should. I've told you before. It means to bend over and bend toward. That means the Lord leans toward us when we pray. You ever had somebody talking to you? You ever had somebody talking to you and you just want to hear just a little more plain? Or you just want them to know that you're listening to what they have to say, and so you lean in just a little closer? I'm glad tonight that God leans in a little closer. And it ain't the fact that He came here. It's the very fact that He wants us to know that He's listening. I want you to know, dear child of God, tonight, I want you to try the Lord. Try Him in praying. Find out if prayer don't work. I found out that it works.
Yes.
I've tried it. I know. It ain't some magical incantation. It ain't some magical thing that you do, friend. But I'm glad that there's a God in heaven that I can pray to, and God hears, and God moves tonight. I'm talking about taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Verses 4 through 6, they sought the Lord. I sought the Lord and He heard me. Verse 5, they looked unto Him and were lightened. Verse 6, the poor man cried and the Lord heard him. Ain't that something tonight? Ain't that something tonight? That you can pray and there's a God in heaven that hears tonight. Can I ask you, have you ever prayed and you just really needed God to answer? I mean, you think back, and maybe you're in that place right now that you just need God to answer. And I'm glad that He will. I'm glad He'll answer. But you know what the Lord will do? He'll not only answer, He'll not only hear us, and He'll not only answer, but notice in verse 4, and delivered me from all my fears. Said right here, they were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You know, I go back to the book of 2 Corinthians over there. You know, the messenger of Satan did not quit buffeting the Apostle Paul, but the Lord gave him grace to be able to handle it all.
Amen.
We may not know why what's happening is happening, but the Lord can give us grace to handle it all. I love verse 7 where he said, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." Preacher, do you really believe that? I really believe that.
Yes.
I do. I believe the angel of the Lord. Now, a lot of times in the Old Testament, when you see the angel of the Lord, that does make reference in that to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not sure if that reference is here, and I could see it real well. You do realize the Lord Jesus Christ was long here before Bethlehem, right? He's always been. I mean, all things were created by Him and for Him. And without Him, there was nothing created. Read the book of Colossians over there. I mean, He is the Creator. In the beginning was the Word, and was with God, and the Word was God. But right here, He said, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him." He's always there, ain't He? That angel's always there. That word "camp" means He's set up. He's set up. That's where He's living at. I don't know how many angels the Lord has. I ain't got a clue tonight. I really don't know. But I got a feeling that He's got more than me and you could ever figure out tonight. And I just believe tonight that what the Bible says, that listen, that when He said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good," I believe one of the things is right here is that He's got one of them angels encamped about us. And it says that He can to do what? Encamps about them that fear Him and delivereth them. He's there to delivereth us. He's there to deliver us, to give us protection and to help us. And so that brings me back to the first three verses right here. If we can trust Him and we seek Him and we know He hears us, then don't you think He's worthy to be praised tonight? I mean, verses 1 through 3, I mean, it talks about, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." You ever just got alone and praise the Lord? You ever thought about what you got? Let me just park here for just a second. You ever thought about what you got? I mean, what you got? Say, "I ain't got a lot." Yeah, but have you ever thought about what you got? Your family? Or what money you got in the bank? Or what little money you got in the bank? Or a lot of money you got in the bank? I don't know. I mean, what you're driving tonight, how you got here, your health, what health you have. I know some of us are more healthy than others, and some are not as healthy as others. I get that. But every one of us had enough health to get here tonight.
Amen.
I can tell you tonight with great assurance that everything I've got is because of the Lord tonight.
Yes, amen.
And He's worthy of it. He's worthy to be praised. He said, "I'll bless the Lord at all times. I'll not stop." But it's a continual. He said, "His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." You know, the proud, the ones that think they've done something, they don't understand praising the Lord. They don't grasp that. They don't understand that. But boy, you take somebody that's humble and actually realizes why they are, who they are, and how they got to where they are, and all that they have tonight, they can understand praise.
Amen.
They can understand that. "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." Church, that's what we ought to do, is just magnify Him tonight.
Yes.
Praise Him tonight for all that He's done. He's worthy. He's worthy of it tonight. No matter what, He's worthy. And it should be a continual praise. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Now, preacher, you don't know where I'm at. I probably don't know where you're at other than you're here in church tonight. But I do know this, that the Lord is good.
Yes, He is.
And if you would try Him, you would find that out, that He's good. He knows how to handle situations far beyond me and you. And He's been good to me and you. And He's worthy to be praised tonight. Thank God. Why don't you just try the Lord? That would be my encouragement tonight, church, is why don't you just try? I don't know what you're facing, but you say, I am trying the Lord, preacher. I am trying. Then just keep on trying the Lord. Amen. Just keep on praying. Keep on seeking Him. You know, the Apostle Paul said three times. He said, I besought the Lord thrice. He said, I tried Him three times before He answered me over there. I believe it was Elijah sent his servant back seven times to look for that cloud up there up above on Mount Carmel to look to see if any rain was coming. Jehoshaphat, when you read in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20 over there, we read that. When all those companies was coming up against him and Judah in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and it said, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some and told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now, listen, if you read this, I mean, we read the first 12 verses pretty fast, and it's just like it took place just like that right there. But do you realize he had to declare a fast? He had a fast going on right here. And I mean, it took a little time for them people to pray. And they began to seek God. I'm going to tell you, sometimes it takes more than just praying for 2 or 3 minutes. Sometimes you're going to have to get on your knees and you're going to have to spend some time alone with the Lord and pray and seek Him. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes you're going to have to do a little weeping and crying and let God see your heart and say, Lord, I don't know how to handle it, but I'm glad you do. Won't you just taste the Lord? Taste the Lord and see that He's good tonight. I believe He'll help you.